The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Living without your mobile. Could you live without your mobile for a day, maybe 2 days, maybe even a week? We put this option to you, the listener. We had Danny who phoned up and said he could. If he does, we'll give him the money for his phone bill, which is 150 quid this week. We've also given him a temporary phone, which only we know the number to. And we've got him online on the air now. Morning, Danny.
Hi, Ken.
Are you okay?
Not really.
Sound a bit tired?
No, I'm all right. Just be gentle, please.
Just be...
He's worried, isn't he? You can tell. You can tell in his voice.
Just be gentle, please. Funny enough, that's one of the messages we got here. Now, you've had loads of messages since we took the
phone.
No. Loads of messages since we took your phone off you yesterday. You know, these are no jokes. You can see them when you get your phone back, providing it doesn't clog up your phone. We haven't got time to read all of them out, but we're going to read some of them.
Right.
Do you know someone called Jenny?
Yeah.
Well, you must do, because you've got the number saved in your phone. She sent one through last night or early hours this morning?
I think it was early hours this morning came through, yeah.
All right. This is a new message that's only come through early hours this morning from Jenny. Are you ready?
Yeah, well.
I'm so horny, big boy. Can I come to yours now for you know what?
Oh my god.
Oh, God, no way. Go
to them. I've replied, yes, I'm in the tower. There's one that's come through from an unknown number. It says, dancing with you and Garland, you little tease. Shaking that ass. It says, see you Friday from Josh the Nosh. another unknown number here. Hiya, big boy. Do you want to come to mine tonight? I've got your present in mine. It's a little pink rabbit. It's better than the last time. Text me back so I can get a babysitter with 3 kisses.
Oh, no.
Jenny sent another text then before the one that came through this morning saying, can't wait for tonight. Ugh. When did you last see Jenny? Last night.
Friday, I think.
Right.
Okay. Oh, no, Saturday.
Right, okay. Another one from Mick says, did you get a picture for me?
Yeah.
Is the answer yeah?
Yeah, that was unclear.
Right, okay. Rita, who's Rita?
Oh, no, don't be that one. It's my boss's wife.
Your boss's wife?
Yeah.
You don't want me to read this one out?
You go ahead, you can. Yeah,
it says, leave my daughter alone, you pair.
Good lad.
There's another one unknown here. Morning, Dan. Had a lovely weekend with you, but last night wasn't up to much. Hope the second time round is better. From Big Dave.
Aye, nice.
So you've got quite a bit going on in your life at the moment. There's offers coming in from all quarters. All right, there's more text messages, but they're the ones we're going to read out today because we haven't got time. We do have 2 voice messages as well.
Oh, no.
Are you ready? Well, the rest of the Northwest and North Wales are.
Go ahead.
We're only going to play 2 of these. I think there was a couple more, but we're only going to play 2 of them out. Are you ready for this? Here we go. Here's the first one.
Hello, Danny. Just to let you know, I'm getting fed up now. You've texted me bird 3 times. I've had enough of it. Text it again. Come down. I'll break your legs.
My God.
Oh, God.
He doesn't sound happy. There's this one as well here that come through.
Hello. I've no idea whose phone this is, but I've just picked up my daughter's phone, and somebody has texted us on this number, and, well, it's... I cannot say how disgusted I am.
No,
so please
way.
Do not ever text her again.
Oh, no way.
I like it.
She's obviously just jealous.
Oh, I've got another 4 days of this.
So there we go. They're the only messages we have. How's it going without your phone? You've been without it for 24 hours now. How's it going?
Oh, killer, me, Kev.
Is it really?
It really is.
It's a nightmare. I don't know whether I could do it.
But how many missed calls have I got?
How many missed calls?
About 20.
Oh, you're joking.
So there we go. We're gonna report back at the same time tomorrow morning, read out whatever messages that we have for you and any other voice messages that we can play, we will play out.
Right.
So far, so good, Danny.
You think?
I'm loving it. Have a good day today and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, cheers, mate.
Cheers, Dan. See you later, mate.
Living without your mobile. Radio City. Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Morning, Dan.
All right, Kev.
How are you?
Dying of shade.
Really, why?
Oh, no.
Just because of the messages yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's far too many for us to read out. They're just coming in thick and fast, no. And voice messages as well. What's the thing you're missing most about not having your mobile?
Just being there.
But you're having a quiet week, eh? Not meeting up with anybody.
I've got no numbers on this phone.
Oh, well, that's the idea. We've given Danny a temporary phone here so we can contact him, but no one else can. Okay, what do you want first, the voicemails or the text messages?
Neither.
If Danny, so you should be. If Danny survives a whole week without the phone, we're going to give him it back, of course, and pay his last phone bill, which is £150. I think we'll do the text messages. Chris Herron.
Oh no.
Who's that? Is he from the gym?
No, he's from the. It's in Pub in Belvale.
Right.
One of
those
drinking
partners. But he's texted, he says, Danny, love ya, Chrissy from the gym. one from Mick Loftus.
Yeah.
It says, Danny, what happened? Question mark. Come round with my money or I'm going to have to give you a slap. then we've got Darren.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got all serious. Hiya, you're going to pick me up from college today. Kiss.
That's every day, that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just pick her up?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Like that, is it?
Another one here from Wayne. This made me smile.
Wayne?
Yeah.
God, I haven't heard from him forever.
Yeah, well, listen to this. Hi, Dan. Will you...
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Hi, Dan. Will you come over and rub my man boobs again?
Oh, lad. I hope he's listening about that, mate. You know what I mean?
Okay, this is from an unknown number that's come through. Listen, babe, I wish you were there on Friday. And I know I'm 18 now, but I hope that's not too old for you. From Jen.
That's way too old.
Another one, unknown number. Hello, big boy. Couldn't wait to text in and tell the world what a crap. And then we can't say this word.
Yeah,
it begins with S. And that's hag after it. You are. All right. Jenny's text in. So how are you this morning, sexy?
Oh, God.
Maria. Hi, Danny. How are you? You were rotten last night, and yes, I was watching, and you wouldn't leave all the girls alone, you naughty boy. Love from Maria. Another one from Maria says, said I would text in, didn't I? Ha, with a kiss. Adele has been on. She's text through. You were on your own. It was me and Claire and Laura on the table. What is that all about?
Ooh, saucy.
Never mind.
Been playing snooker?
They were putting the ball.
Yeah, I bet.
And the last one we've got time for today. There's loads more, but I'll just do this last one. It's from Unknown. Rang to see if you're okay. You were being weird last night with a kiss.
All right. Ooh.
So there's just a handful of so, do you?
Yeah.
Well, where you being weird?
I don't know. Could be random, but to me weekends.
Right. We've only got time to play three of the number of voice messages that have come through.
Oh, no.
You ready?
No.
Here comes the first one.
All right, mate. So just after that 50 quid, you know, just make sure you get it to me, all right?
I don't know who that is. Do you recognise the voice?
No.
Right. This one just made me smile. I don't know what exactly they're saying, but it made me smile.
Wow! Precious! Precious!
One of your mates?
Probably.
And then there's this last... there was a few more, but we only got time to play one more. But this is interesting, this one, Danny. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I am.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Hi, Danny. This is Charlotte from the clinic returning your call. Your test results have come in, and I think it would be best if you could come down and see us. I hope you remember the address, because you've been here a couple of times before. Anyway, look forward to seeing you soon, and hopefully we can get it all sorted. Bye for now.
Hey, the clinic have been in touch.
I'm getting my boobs enlarged, that's what it is.
There you go, getting your man boobs made bigger. Good on you.
I think I've gone back to you that one was as well.
Fantastic. Well, there we go. Another day bites the dust. We've got more messages to play tomorrow, providing they come through, and we'll read out your text messages. And Danny, have a nice day once again for day three, I think it is, without your mobile phone. Cheers, Dan. See you later, mate.
Living without your mobile.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Good morning, Danny.
All right, Kev.
You sound tired.
I'm all right, mate.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah, how's it going without your phone?
Like I said, it's killing me, mate.
It isn't really killing me. It is horrible, isn't it? You just, yeah. Do you feel like you're just missing out?
I just need some numbers. I need to get hold of my sister.
Yeah, mate.
Can I suggest maybe a chat room or... or maybe get out more? What do you want first, your text messages from the last 24 hours or the voice messages?
What you piss, Kev?
I'll give you the text messages first.
All right, mate.
All right, one off Jenny. If you're just listening, by the way, we've got Danny's phone. We're keeping it for a week, and if he can have it back any time he wants, but if he lasts till Monday, we're going to pay his phone bill, which is £150. We give him a temporary phone, which is what he's on now. Okay, text messages that have come through. Just a few of them. One from Jenny. Just on my way now. Do you want to meet up tonight, sexy? So you missed out on that. Or did she turn up?
No, she didn't.
she's probably kicked you into touch because you ignored her.
He's going to get bin bagged,
isn't he? Got one off your dad. He texts with his new address. One off your dad.
Oh, right.
One off Rita.
Oh, no.
I can't say that, can I?
That's what she put. That came through this morning, that one.
Oh, what's she doing?
I don't think I can't read that. No, I can't.
Her husband's in my flat now.
It's something... What?
Her husband's in my flat now. He's my boss. He's just come in now.
She's put something about popcorn being somewhere. But she's put ha-ha at the end with a kiss. I can't say that. Anyway, there's an unknown text here saying, "Hiya, sweet cheeks. It's Lance. Had a great night the other day. Just wondering if you're gonna go the G-bar at the weekend."
I'll be there.
One from Wayne. "Dan, I've had the full op now, and I'm all woman. Will you love me now?" From Wayne Etter.
No way.
That's off Wayne. Another one here from unknown. "Are you coming out the weekend or what?" Doesn't say who it's off. Another unknown text here. "Hiya, big balls. What are you doing later? Want to come down for some fun? See if you've still got it. Kiss, kiss, kiss." unknown text there. One off Dion finally here. This is all we've got time for today. "All right, you toad. How are you doing? Don't forget mum's thing on Friday. Love you lots like jelly tots."
Who's that, Dion?
Dion, yeah.
That's my sister. That's whose number
of phone. Right, okay. Now we've got there are about seven voice messages. We're just going to play
them all.
We're going to play three of them. All right. Here's the first one.
"Danny, where the f*** are you? I've been waiting for over an hour for you. If you did this to me, you'd freak. Thanks a lot."
Do you recognise her?
No.
Right, that's the first one. Then the second one we're going to play for you today. This is it.
"All right, matey, coming down the pub. I need that £20. See you later."
He must be, yeah. And then this is the third message we're going to play for you. There's about seven, as I say. We've only got time to play three. Here's the third one.
All right, Danny, it's Chris. Just seeing what you're doing tonight and that. I'm going to the Air and Arms. I'm just wondering if you fancy it. Julie's going to be there with them. No, Julie with the big tits. but listen, just let me know, because if you're going now, obviously, you know, I'll let you get into it. But if not, then... just let me know, mate, and make it a
pop. If you're going, you can get into it, boy, you know.
Obviously, you can get into it.
Yeah. If you're not there, it's fair game now.
Yeah, let's have a listen to this again. Listen.
All right, Danny, it's Chris. Just seeing what you're doing tonight and that. I'm going to the Air and Arms. I'm just wondering if you fancy it. Julie's going to be there with them. No, Julie with the big tits. I'm going to go down. Apparently, she's up for it tonight. But listen, just let me know, because if you're going, then obviously, you know, I'll let you get into it. But if not, then do you mind if I ever go, like...
Oh, you missed out there, mate. No, we got that message yesterday. I actually went down there and I was like, she was great.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Living without your mobile.
Living without your mobile. Could you live without your mobile phone for a whole week? That's what Danny's doing at the moment. Good morning, Danny.
Hello, Kev.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, mate.
Danny is talking to us on a temporary phone that we have given for a week. So he has no access to his phone, to any phone calls he gets, any text messages he gets, or any voicemails that he gets.
What's that?
It's this chair.
That's awful.
I was out speaking to our engineer. Morning, Carlos, who's in the program. See what I mean? Listen. That reminds me of the parrot that we had in here. We had this talking parrot once, right? And I wanted it to say stuff on the end. All during the records, I was saying naughty things to it. I wanted it just to splurt something out. And all the way during the song, you're like, wah, 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 wah. The minute I put the microphone on, the big red light come on, it just go and sit on it and say nothing. And the minute I turn the mic off, it start talking again. But I just complained to our engineer about it because it's too noisy, this chair. Listen.
Sounds like you're tooting.
Ah,
needs a little bit of oil. Dawson to studio.
Yes. Anyway, you're okay anyway, Danny?
I'm fine, mate, yeah.
Got an email yesterday, listening on my way to work every morning. This is from Carol. As I drive to work, I heard the text and messages from Danny's phone. Can we have a picture of Danny on the website? Because I'd be interested to see what he looks like. Or is it just what's in his pants that the girls like?
Ooh.
I'll put a picture on when I come to the studio on Monday, Kev.
Yeah, he's back in on Monday. We'll get a photograph of him and get him on the web.
Yeah.
Because he seems to be pretty popular with the ladies, Danny. Mr. Loverman. Right, we've got some text messages. We've got a load of text messages and we've got a load of voicemails. We're only going to play two voicemails and read out about six or seven of your text messages. Are you ready?
As always.
All right. Our first text message is an unknown number. When a number comes through with no name, it says, "Hiya, my lord with the big sword."
I know who that is.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
How are you? Big, I hope. If I give you a tickle, will you show me your pickle? Text back from your queen with a few kisses. There's another one here from Wayne. It says, "Danny, you," and then he's put the word that we can't really read out on the air, but it sounds like Danny, and it begins with a letter S. Danny, you, whatever. Okay. Yeah, Dion has text through a little joke here. I've seen this on before, but it's quite funny. You're in a car. There is a fire engine to the left, a police car to the right of you, an army tank behind you, an elephant in front of you, and a helicopter above you. How do you escape? You get off the merry-go-round, you soft something here. I like it. Your dad's text. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did you get my text? It says here. Also, Dale is coming up this Saturday. Love you millions, Pops. With a kiss. Aww. That's nice, isn't it? The one of your dad there. Julie's text. Thanks. Had great fun bouncing on your castle. When do you want to inflate me again? When the boss is away, kiss.
Aye, aye.
I know. Then there's one off your mum. Your mum sends a text. This another nice text here. Just a typical mum text here. Really lovely this. It says, hi, son. It's mum. Sorry I was late getting back to you. I don't know what to say. £100 on Friday to spend on me. I'm gobsmacked. It's been a long time since I've been able to buy myself something. You're the best son ever. I don't deserve you.
Aww.
Thank you so much. All my love, mum. Isn't that nice?
And he's going to get a few marriage proposals on the back of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This is going to do wonders for your love life, Danny.
Oh, well.
If there's any room. And then the final text message we got for you here is an unknown number. Hi, Dan. Been to Ann Summers for you and got the pink handcuffs. You can use them after karaoke tonight. Hugs and kisses, Big Dave. All right. Right, when you got time to play you two of your voicemails.
All right.
Okay. Here comes the first one.
All right, Danny, lad. What's going on this weekend about the foodie? Are we going to the pub or are we watching the yours? And if we're going to the pub, don't bring that because he does nice head in. All right then, lad. I'll see you later. Bye.
All right then, lad. Right, that's the first one. And the second one is this.
Hi, Danny. It's Lisa Davina here. I was just wondering where you got to because I was waiting for the Lisbon for you for 2 hours. I went on to the G bar looking for you, but I couldn't find you. Give us a call when you get this message. Cheers, Dan. Ta-da.
Wait, wait, in the Lisbon for you, then she went the G bar.
Oh, no way,
I'm The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Hello, living without your mobile.
Right, living without your mobile. Danny's back with us. It's been a long week, Dan.
I know, always.
Have you coped?
Terribly.
Really?
Yeah.
We have all your messages. We have, to be honest with you, there were how many clubs over the weekend?
Loads, absolutely. I think there was like 25 calls or 30 calls and messages. There was just absolutely tons. So.
No way.
You're a popular guy, mate. We'll be after these messages. We've got some, we'll do the voice messages in a moment, but firstly the text messages. Just got a little handful of them because there's far too many to read out. From Dion. You could have given me half of that money, but no, you had to be greedy.
Your sister.
Right. You always want a little bit extra, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
One from Jenny. I had a scream on Friday night. Literally, fancy another round sometime.
Maybe.
Aye, aye.
I like it. Jay Divine. What are you up to, dude?
I haven't heard from him forever.
Yeah, he's just kegging in, is he? Because he knew he'd get a mention on the air.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. One from Rita. McGinty's last night, what a mess. I don't want you dancing with my husband anymore. One from Savo. You, I thought I could trust you and say anything to you, but you had to go and open your mouth. Stop telling everyone I'm gorgeous. an unknown one here. Remember the two birdies on the second hole at Lee Park Golf Course? Oh la la, big boy. Love you, Dan. Nick and Ricky. Or Nicky and Rick. Do you know them?
No.
Well, you know you. All right, there's some of the text messages. We've got to play you four of your voicemails this morning, and then we'll give you your phone back. Here comes first message.
Hiya, Danny, love. It's Kathy calling from the laundress about your pants. Listen, I'm really sorry, love, but we couldn't get that stain off the front. Now, we're not going to charge you, so, you know, just come in and pick them up, because I know you wanted them for Saturday night on. All right, well, see you later.
Couldn't get the stain out of the way.
Hey.
Oh, no. Bill Quintet.
Yeah, I do have it. I've got a jet wash at mine if you want to borrow it. Then we got this message.
Hi, Dan. I thought you said you were giving me back. It's Josh. You know, I'm glad you give Josh the rush, you know, you give you the name and that. I'm not going to Lisbon tonight because I think it's a bit too obvious. So I'll meet you then. Well, you'll know where I'll meet you. So I'll meet you there because I know you don't want the other lads in the bridge and not knowing about it. Cause, you know, but I know what it's like when your face come out and that. So I'll just meet you there, and then if you want to sneak off again, yeah. Okay. Well, you're not. Bye.
Danny, it's your old fellow. Checked it twice and I phoned you once. Just get back to us. All right, see you later.
So you had Josh the Nosh there. You had, I'm not sure what they call him that. They've got your dad and Wazow. Okay, there's a couple more here.
Hi, darling. It's James here. I like to see you again. I met you in the G Bar. I was just wondering if you'd like to go for a coffee or maybe a drink in the living sometime. Get back to me whenever you like. All right, thanks. Bye.
Hey. Nice.
Gay icon.
Yeah. Sure, I was talking to him in the gardens the other night. Right, and then there's this one.
Danny, what is? Son Sarah's been asking about you. If you're not here soon, she's going to go off with Carl instead. Come on, son, we're waiting for you.
All right, so there's just a few messages. Oh, Danny, so you had a week without your phone. We're going to give you £150 now for your phone bill. And you can have your phone back. Give him the phone back, Claire.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks.
Danny, well done. You've been a top man.
Well done, you.
Do you want to say hello to anyone, mate?
I've got to say hello to all the girls from the Omnibus. Maria, Darren, Claire, Lauren.
Here we go again.
Congratulations, Lauren. That many.
Right.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, boy, don't we know it, yeah. All right, fella. Well, it's been a pleasure having your phone. It's been good fun, and I hope you've not missed your phone too much, but enjoy the phone being back in your hand, in your pocket, and hopefully the £150 to your phone bill comes in handy.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Danny.
Hello. Living without your mobile.
Radio City. Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.